The Men's World Cup is in its final week in Russia. If you're a soccer fan, you already know the finalists. Overall, though, there have been roughly 60 matches over the past 4 weeks, played between teams from many different countries. Off the field, there are many more matches happening, thanks to Tinder, the dating app. Amy Ferris-Rotman of the Washington Post is in Moscow, where she's been covering this curious sidebar to the World Cup. So, Amy, tell us a bit more about these connections that are being made off the pitch.
Essentially, Moscow has received this enormous flux of foreigners, all sorts of men, mostly young men who have descended on the city. And Russian telecom operators reported that Tinder, during the first week of the World Cup, saw a surge by 11 times. And wow. There's lots and lots of couplings happening between Russians and foreigners. And I spoke to some as well.
Yeah. So what kind of things did you hear? Who's dating whom?
They tend to be young Russian women, and they're dating people from pretty much everywhere. All of the countries which are participating, the Latinos seem to be extremely popular. I've also met girls who've been dating Egyptians, Tunisians, Moroccans, Brazilians, and Mexicans. I mean, I think it's worth noting that Russia does not have a lot of foreigners in the country usually. So these people who have been arriving, these soccer fans, or as we call football, they're extremely exotic. A couple of the people from the embassies have told me that they've been dealing with marriage requests. But, you know, bear in mind the World Cup has only been going on for less than a month. So quite extraordinary romantic leaps that are going on. The ambassador to Tunisia notably said that his embassy is actually grappling to deal with the number of requests they're receiving.
No kidding. So language barriers, that's not an issue?
So a curious thing is happening with the languages here. English is not widely spoken in Russia, and a lot of the fans do have some level of English. And what I noticed is that some couples are communicating by Google Translate, which I know it doesn't sound very romantic, but actually I watch some of them do it. They speak into it in their language, and then a man or a woman's voice comes out in Russian. Everything from, do you want to go watch the football, to I really like you. And it seems to, yeah, create no barriers.
It's interesting, though, that you said that a lot of the Russians were kind of interested in the exotic countries. It's almost like they got this chance to have some weird smorgasbord of love.
Absolutely. And there are comparisons being made in the Russian media and by the Russian government themselves to the 1957 Youth Festival, which was a very important turning point in Soviet history. It's when, after years of Stalinist repression, the Soviet Union opened up its doors and invited people from, I think, over 130 countries. So a lot more than what we're seeing right now. And then, as now, it was the countries such as African countries, Asian countries, particularly Latin American countries, that were of particular interest to Russians. I mean, they don't usually encounter people from these countries.
Amy Ferris-Rotman of the Washington Post speaking with us from Moscow. Thanks so much.
Thank you.